Here's some good news about politics in Michigan this year. First of all, in the race for governor, the voters are going to have a clear-cut choice between two competing visions of the future. Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero is offering a well-defined, strongly populist theme with a potentially powerful slogan, Main Street, not Wall Street. Whether you agree with him or not, he's articulated a fairly comprehensive economic development strategy. He would tie tax incentives directly to job creation and create international investment zones across the state. Most intriguing, perhaps, is his idea to create a state bank to supply credit to small businesses, a concept that has worked well in North Dakota. Republican Rick Snyder has been less forthcoming with details about exactly what he would do as governor, except for one thing. He would eliminate the now-hated Michigan business tax and replace it with the flat-rate corporate income tax. That is, if he can get it through the legislature. Both campaigns are refreshingly unusual in a number of other ways. When he spoke to the Republican State Convention Saturday, Snyder, who was not the choice of the party establishment, talked about protecting our natural resources and investing in rebuilding battered cities like Detroit and, presumably, Flint and Saginaw. The last Republican candidate for governor to talk that way was William G. Milliken more than 30 years ago. Interestingly, the Democratic ticket is all about cities. Both Bernero and his running mate, Southfield Mayor Brenda Lawrence, are mayors of economically challenged, medium-sized cities. The challenge for both candidates and the news media is to continue to make this a campaign about who has the best vision for the state and who has the know-how and ability to carry it out. Both campaigns are going to be running against the status quo. It is not a coincidence that the only member of either ticket to be currently serving in state government is Brian Kelly, Mr. Snyder's pick for lieutenant governor. And he is a backbencher who hasn't even been in a minority leadership role. Everyone now leading the state seems thoroughly discredited. The governor is hugely unpopular. The lieutenant governor had to drop out of the race for his party's nomination. Speaker of the House Andy Dillon overwhelmingly lost his bid for the Democratic nomination for governor. Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop's bid to become Attorney General was rejected by his party's convention. The voters seem to want a new approach. Over the next 9 weeks, we need the candidates to explain to us what theirs would be and how it would work. Virge Bernero needs to tell us why he thinks his pro-union agenda would help the state attract new businesses. Rick Snyder needs to demonstrate some understanding of how state government works and show that he's ready to work with the legislature. Unlike in corporate America, he won't be able to just fire lawmakers he doesn't like. Sorting all this out is now up to us. By the way, this weekend's convention did something else notable. By and large, each party nominated their best possible candidates for Secretary of State, Attorney General, the school boards, and the Michigan Supreme Court. They started their engines, and it's time to pay attention. Hold on to your reasoning power, your sanity, and your seats.